This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon, and our next guests are from Aware to preview this year's Women of Distinction celebration on Saturday. We have Mandy Cole. She's the executive director of Aware. Mandy, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scott.
So nice to have you here. And also Donnie Gott, a theater educator, drama queen, and mama, according to this description. Donnie, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So nice to have you here. And Lily Hope, Chilcot Weaver, artist, and social entrepreneur. Lily, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
It is so nice to have you all here. An honor for sure. Mandy, can you please give us a description of Saturday?
It's truly indescribable. It is an adventure. You'll laugh, you'll cry. We are so lucky at Aware to be able to bring an event that's it's both fun and moving and cool, and it's definitely the place to be on Saturday night. And you should definitely buy your tickets soon to make sure you get them. Because we get to have this great opportunity to have women in our community talk about the totally rad things that they do that other people might not know. You might not know all of these amazing things about Lily or about Donnie, but you're going to find out on Saturday.
And how do these women of distinction come into your radar?
Well, women of distinction are nominated, usually by someone in their life who understands their kind of depth of giving and kindness and dedication, and they write us compelling and beautiful descriptions of the service that these women do for Juno, and then we get to sit around and read them and kind of cry and laugh, and then my board of directors chooses nominees for the year, and then we get to call them and tell them that they are honorees, which is super fun as well, because kind of universally, the women we pick also don't know why we pick them, because they're always so gracious and humble. they're always surprised. So it's a really fun conversation to have when we get to say, no, you are a woman of distinction.
Lily Hope, what did it mean to you to be known as a woman of distinction?
I was intensely surprised and actually thought they were joking. I didn't take it seriously. I was like, is this April Fool's in December? What? It was really humbling. And I would say that the work that I do, though, is not just about me, because so much of it is co-creating with my friends and colleagues. And like my mother would say, we're always co-creating. So if you're honoring my name, I'm honoring all those people that I work with.
Okay. How about you, Donnie? When you were told that you were a woman of distinction, how did you react?
I can't follow that. When Libby Backlar calls you on the phone,
I know, right?
You freak out. You're like, I made it. That's it. Done. Pinnacle. I was very surprised and had all the same feelings of why, what? What did I do? I just do a thing, and I wish I could directly quote what Lily just said, but I'm on the radio, so none of my words that I'm even saying right now are making sense to me. That everything that I've done, everything that I am, I'm standing on the shoulders of incredible people, mostly women, who I co-create with and who make me who I am.
I was going to ask you about that. Both of you, who are some women in your lives that you've looked up to, who have been other women of distinction that you've learned from over the years?
I'd have to say Anita Maynard Losh, Katie Jensen, Marta Lastufka, Larry Spangler, my mom. I gotta put that in there. I guess I'll be in big trouble. Sarah Lynn from Aware, Libby for sure, Rebecca Braun. I could go on. My whole speech is just gonna be names of women in our community.
Same.
That I love. So I probably forgot someone just there, and I feel terrible now.
Well, that's why we should come to the celebration, so we can hear the full list.
As Mandy was saying, we're going to tell you things about ourselves. I was like, oh, is that what our few minutes is? We're supposed to tell you who we are. Oh, no.
Well, I have found that over the years, I've had the honor of speaking with many women of distinction on the show, and it's very hard to get a woman of distinction to talk about themselves, because humility is often a trait of a woman of distinction, it seems to be. thinking again of women. Who are a few women of distinction in your life, Lily, that have mentored you or that you've looked up to or learned from?
I'd say my aunt, Deanna Lampe, probably my go-to lady. And my mom, my sister Ursula. The circle is small. Miss Maya Lager, Miss Lager from Santa Gehini Middle School. Who are my people? Those are my core four, I think. Is that four or five? I don't know. But yeah, and Libby Backlar, for sure. She is the one who originally, the original, she'll make you laugh, she'll make you cry.
You both mentioned Libby. What are some traits of this woman in particular that you admire?
Fierceness. Unabashed, like going for it and saying the things we need to be saying and raising up other people.
She's a leader. She's just got so much heart. I mean, she leads with heart.
And vulnerability, mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm. She takes accountability for the things she says. She owns what she says. She shows up. And she's wicked smart.
Mm-hmm. Mandy, how about you? What do you see as traits in women leaders?
Well, you know, at AWARE, we have kind of a values statement. And like a lot of organizations make some value statements, but I think AWARE's is different in that we prize wholeheartedness. And I kind of describe it like, you know how they say you use like 10% of your brain? I think that a lot of people only use like 10% of their heart most of the time. And the thing about AWARE is that we really strive to use our whole hearts all of the time. And that is not always easy or popular work. It's complicated and messy and real. And I think that's what Women of Distinction is really about. It's about the whole like complicated piece of life that we're mothers, we're helpers, we're friends, we're fighters, we're all of those things. And it is just so special to be able to be and show up as all of those things, because oftentimes we're asked to kind of downplay or hide, you know, parts of us. But I think there's something really important about being wholehearted, and I think that's what Women of Distinction is about.
All right. And both of you are mothers of daughters, mm-hmm. right? What are a few things that you like to teach them?
Right hook. And kindness.
Yes. Advocacy for themselves and standing up, using their voice to say, this doesn't feel good to me, whatever that is, emotional or physical or otherwise, but just say, like, this doesn't feel right, and then being able to say, this is what I actually like, those things, which is, you know, not sexual but energetic. And my eldest child is very good at already doing that. If someone walks in the room and she's like, I don't want to be around this person, just energetically she knows that this is not okay for her. It's pretty awesome.
Donnie, I don't know if you personally one day said, I would like to be a woman of distinction today or someday. I don't know if you ever said that, but what are a few things that you've done in your life or some advice that you gave yourself or a practice or something that you could share that's led to this?
No, I mean, I haven't ever, I think what's led to this is perseverance and allowing myself to take risks, to do things that are important to me, and find balance. And like Mandy said, like from my whole heart, from my core self, from who I am, and to work and move through the world from my heart and without fear, for the most part.
Or overcoming fear.
Yeah. I feel like I didn't answer that question very well.
I think you answered it wonderfully. Yeah. How about you, Lily? What's a practice in your life that may have led to this? Or a philosophy or a saying, anything?
I guess it's the constant seeking of working together. That's where I feel my best work comes from, in putting my heart out there, but also working with the hearts of others. So finding the other like-minded or like-visionaried persons and feeding ideas to each other and going, oh, yeah, let's do that. Oh, ooh, do this. Ooh, let's build this. Ooh, how many volunteers do you think we can get? Let's go for 60. Yeah, let's do another one of these crazy projects that we're all not getting paid for that makes meaningful work in the world. And I mean, the robe that is coming out in June is all about domestic and sexual violence and bringing strength to survivors. And all of us 60-something volunteers have just literally poured our hearts into the work. So, I don't know. I just run with it. An idea comes in and go, how many people can we get into this? And let's do this thing together.
All right. That's the voice of Lily Hope. We've also been speaking with Thanigat. Mandy Cole, thinking of Saturday night, there are 4 women of distinction, is that right?
There are 4, so we have lovely Donnie and Lily here, but we also have Terry Stage Harvey and Hazel LeCount, who will also be honored on Saturday.
Okay, and can you give us the details once more, please?
Sure enough. The doors open at 5:30. There will be a silent auction and a no-host bar and some appetizers. And then dinner will be served at 7, and we'll get to hear from all of these fantastic women. We really think it's important for you to, if you can possibly get your tickets in advance, they're at www.awareak.org, and that way we can make sure we have the right space, the right sound, all of those things, so if you can do that. But otherwise, we will have some tickets available at the door, so that's always an option for our last-minute Juno. We love you, too. And most importantly, it's time to come together to celebrate. You know, like, winter's almost over, and we're doing lots of amazing things, and so you should come dress fancy and enjoy a really special evening with some really special women.
And this all supports AWARE.
And it all supports AWARE.
Lily Hope, Donnie Gott, Mandy Cole, thank you so much. Gnas Chish.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
I had to face another day.